We've actually played some very good cricket over the second half of the season. The batsman has found some form. And other sides are getting dragged into a similar situation. So I think what we need to do is focus very much on each day and trying to put good days together. We've got three more games to keep ourselves up. And also we'll see what other sides may be in and around us, because that seems to be gathering a bit of pace too.
Going back to Yorkshire, a couple of weeks ago they found themselves in a situation where they could have won the treble. As matters have panned out, they now find themselves in a situation where I'm sure they'll be desperate to regain their title, because that's all they've got left to play for. Does that make them even more dangerous to face?
Oh, you never know in these situations. You see a side that would be very disappointed that they didn't come away with a trophy in one day cricket, you know, which has eluded them for quite some time now. So you expect a strong and experienced side like Yorkshire to respond in the correct manner and be very very tough to beat, and be very determined to have a good result here. So we've got to be well prepared and play our best game.
News in the last 24 hours that Jason Gillespie will leave them at the end of this season and then head back to Australia. Just a word on the impact that he's had really as a coach and indeed for the domestic game in that time.
Yeah, you just look at the record that he has and Yorkshire have had over the period that he's been with them. So, you know, he's been a fantastic coach for Yorkshire. And I'm sure he's taken a lot of good experiences from his time there, because he was a relatively young coach when he arrived. Experienced a lot of success, and I'm sure he'll be looking forward to taking that to another team somewhere in the near future.
Personnel-wise for yourselves, many changes expected from the team that played at Taunton last week?
No, similar squad. We go into the game, you know, maybe we played two spinners because of the wicket last week, but we're not expecting it to turn quite so dramatically as the pitch at Taunton. So, well, as we always do, we'll look at the wicket in the morning and make our decisions and go from there.
So the situation with David Wainwright, does he carry on as he was game by game?
That's right, he's in the squad and we'll look to see whether he plays or not tomorrow morning.
And with the captaincy, I know Will Smith spoke last week about he's happy to carry on if called upon. Is that going to be the scenario, or is James Vince going to take the armband again?
James Vince will come in and captain for the rest of the season. I think it just took him a game to, you know, obviously he's been away with England for much of the season, so he wasn't aware of how the team were functioning. But having been in the team as a batsman at Taunton, you know, he's back in the swing of things and will take over for the rest of the season.
He didn't quite have the joy that he was perhaps expecting with the bat last week, but you mentioned it took a bit of time for him to get back into it. Does he feel now that he's got a week under his belt and a bit more confidence?
Oh yeah, cricket's you know, batting is one of those difficult disciplines really. When you're in rhythm, everything works for you. That's you just go with the flow. So for James, it's just trying to find that rhythm at the crease. He's obviously a high quality player. Got a very bright future ahead of him, so hopefully he hits his straps this game and puts a score on the board, which will obviously help the team.
Just finally, it's obviously been a very, very hard long summer for your bowling unit, and I know you spoke a few weeks ago about potential maybe for Fidel Edwards to make an appearance for the end of the season. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, he's back to running over in Barbados, and we're going to monitor it over the next week, really. I think time's running out for that, so he's got to improve significantly over the next week. So we'll monitor that, as I said, with the physio, get some video footage of him bowling back there, and with the potential to bring him back. But look, it's probably a bit of an outside chance at this stage, but you never know. And if he was to come back, he adds an awful lot.